is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Garn.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, Sander in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind, Sander?
All right. I have a friend who's very distraught right now because she has a friend who went to a party and kissed a girl, and they got along, and she took her home because she was drunk, and now he's in jail.
Whoa. Back up for a moment. You lost me. You have a friend whose girlfriend went to a party and she kissed a girl there?
I have a friend who has a friend.
The friend?
His friend is a girl.
A friend of mine.
Girlfriend is a guy.
Okay. One more time.
This guy went to a party and kissed a girl and dropped her off at home, and now he's in jail because apparently she's actually 14 and...
Ooh.
And yes, she was at this party that was all like mid 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was drunk, so of course you would assume that they were of the age. But he didn't even have sex with her. They made out of it, and he dropped her off. And basically, her parents threw the book at him.
How is that exactly? Were they claiming he had sex with her?
Basically, now she's claiming that he had sex, but the main thing that they think they really got him on is basically a. Even if he kissed her, that's considered child molestation, even though she was at this party with
Seriously?
All 20-year-olds. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So teenagers cannot even consent to kiss their partner?
Apparently.
Wait, this is in Illinois?
No, this is actually in Georgia.
Okay, so what's the age difference between these? Yeah, how old is he?
He's 25, 26.
And how old is she?
Apparently 14. Now, she must look... old for her age, but I'll take their word for it. But they're keeping this out of the press, obviously, for the protection of the victim kind of thing. So,
so he's being charged with molestation?
Molestation and now rape, apparently. And, she does have a criminal, record as far as, having, problems with the cops and,
She has one or he has one?
She does.
She does.
And the crazy thing is this guy, his parents have, they've sold their home, and he sold his just to afford a lawyer he can actually have a chance of getting out of this. And, he's looking at, worst-case situation, he's looking at, 25, 30 years.
Yeah. Hey, but it's very important that we have a one-size-fits-all justice system to make sure that these guys get put behind bars where they belong.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a mess.
Man.
That's just tragic. And it's just, unfortunately, it's not an original story. I mean, there are lots of stories that are very similar involving young people getting mixed up with an underage girl. I suppose it happens the other way around, but you never see the stories.
Yeah, I just never put myself in those situations unless I have a third party there. You never, ever do that because, even if you're being a good Samaritan, what's the answer for something like that?
The best thing you can do is...
check the ID.
The thing you can, to avoid it, I suppose you can do things like that. But the best thing he can do in this instance is definitely don't cop to this. Don't take a plea. And I'd go after him for defamation or something afterwards once he wins.
Because it's her word against his. And thank goodness she's got a record, because that will make her less credible. Because if it was just an innocent little girl versus him, then he would be screwed down the river.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
And, I'm just keep up and see what happens. But I said, tell the press or something. But even though they're going to side with her, I'm sure.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to go to them.
Yeah, sure. It's
because
sure
I know they're keeping the girl's name out of the press, the police are, but that's no reason that he can't.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's got no prohibition against mentioning her name, right?
Right, right.
I'd go to the press, because the more press it gets, the more attention it gets, the more careful the government will have to be with its decision. If they know people are watching, they'll be a little bit more, political with their decision versus just possibly throwing the book at him. It wouldn't hurt, and I completely agree with that recommendation.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get, just I don't know, get it out there, I guess, just because it's absurd, and I'm sure lots of this stuff is happening, and
yeah,
I hope
really
it all
is.
Turns out for the better.
Hey, will you let us know as you learn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for
absolutely.
The call.
Absolutely. If anything, if I find out, all right. Take
appreciate
it,
man. 800-259-9231. Yet another tragic situation where these laws that were put in place allegedly to protect young people, you know, people under the age of X, it's 16 in some states, 18 in others, but people under a certain age to allegedly protect them from being victimized ends up being used to victimize people who, in this case, had absolutely no sexual contact whatsoever with the so-called victim. It can be used by a vindictive young lady or young male to lord over someone they don't like. I mean, they could accuse you if they wanted to, Mark. Some little girl could accuse you of molesting her if she wanted to, and she wouldn't really have to prove much, apparently.
They apparently don't need much, and, you know, I guess you have to. They have to have place you at the scene of the crime and all that other stuff. But you know, it's a he said, she said situation here, and essentially, the victim is, you know, they get the state mechanism on their side. Their whole case is run through for free. The defendant has to pay, or you know, go right. with a you know a state pretender and a public pretender, and you know, you're really putting your life in the hands of you know, God knows what at that point. If you're poor, you're in big trouble.
Wow, you know, it reminds me of a story. You know, I'm a big fan of Red Dwarf over in England, and Craig Charles, one of the lead actors on Red Dwarf, a number of years ago, he was in prison, well, in jail for almost a year because woman accused him of rape. And only after month after month after month did she finally come out and say, oh you know, I made it up. And
he said, I've never met this lady.
It was just ridiculous, unbelievable stuff, you know. And, of course, you know, his name is ruined and things like that. There are other circumstances in his life that are sort of tricky, and hopefully everything is okay for him. But that's some terrible stuff. And as a guy, I don't know how it is for women on the other side of it being worried about being alone with a guy, but as a guy, you just got to hope that if you're doing something nice for a girl, she's a straight-up person, and if you're dropping her off because she's drunk or she's got an argument with a friend or whatever, that you're not going to be facing some problem down the line. It's bizarre.
It's got to be. It's really frustrating when we hear about these cases, and if someone's actually gotten hurt, if there was a real rape that happened, regardless of the age of the victim, if it's real rape, then
there's some evidence.
Right. Well, it needs to be prosecuted in that case as a real rape. But statutory rape is not rape. It's not force. Mm. It's not, it's not molestation. It's not, it's just a law that says that you've committed rape if you have sex with somebody under a certain age. And it grants this power to these young people who can use that and can abuse it against someone they don't like. If they decide they don't like you for whatever reason, then they can just claim that they've had sex with you, and your whole life will be turned upside down. And so you're right, Mark. Probably the best thing to do is just stay away from young-looking females, right, at that point.
I mean, wasn't it Rob Lowe who ran into something at a DNC thing years ago where he got caught in compromising circumstances with some girl on videotape? Turned
yes.
out that she was 17 rather than 18, but she had
ago,
an ID
right?
that was fake or something. And
yeah,
so he was safe, but, you know, embarrassed, terribly embarrassed by the whole thing.
Why was he safe?
Because apparently the ID that she had, she was inside some club or something, and she wouldn't have been able to have been in the club if she had not had a fake ID.
Well,
so
that,
his assumption
just,
was okay.
That's just more proof that celebrities and the rich get preferential treatment over people like you and I.
Great point.
Plenty of people out there that have seen IDs or professed to see IDs and that kind of thing, and up the river they went.
Wow.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, admonishing people to stay away from young-looking females is just all you can do is say it. Many men are, of course, not going to heed that advice, and they're going to continue on doing what they're doing. And they're going to get into these situations.
Oh, by the way, talking about young-looking females, guess how much it costs for the state government police force to escort Britney Spears to the hospital?
Too much.
$24,000.
Amazing. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long and give her the gift of relaxation, a pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. We go to Australia. Luke is on the line on the amp line. Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys. Hey. Like Mark, I've got an imminent birth happening soon, too, so congratulations, Mark. And
thanks.
I've got a question for you. I hear a lot of you Americans banging on about the uppercase and capitalization and incorporation of people, and I wondered if you've considered, Mark, insisting on your child having their name in lowercase on their birth certificate, assuming you're going to have a birth certificate.
I really don't know, you know, how one would get, you know, go about not having a birth certificate.
You would home birth, right?
We're not gonna.
Right, but if you home birth, then that would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it just seems like a really bad idea for me, you know, standing there, you know, let me get you a towel, honey. You know, you want an aspirin? No, that seems like a really bad idea. We're going to go to a birthing center. We're not going to go to a hospital. But I hadn't really even, no, I don't really believe any of that uppercase, lowercase stuff.
Can we recap what that is?
Please.
For those that don't know. Do you want to go ahead and recap that, Luke, for our listeners?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, I've tried to explain this to a few Australians, but essentially it goes that if the child is born and the government needs to somehow deal with that child, they incorporate it at birth, on their birth certificate by putting their name in fully uppercase. And you'll notice on your financial documents, your name appears in uppercase, and most dealings with government, driver's license, etc., are all in uppercase. And it's said that most libertarians think that that is it perhaps at which the point in which you're incorporated. So perhaps by
I don't know if most libertarians think that. I think that's a fringe patriot conspiracy theory.
Yes, perhaps. But I think it's important that a few libertarians actually see what happens by insisting on using lowercase and see if what the actual government says. I'm thinking about doing that here, and I've actually had legal opinion, and it is an opinion, not an advice, from a few different people, and they actually say, well, you might be onto something. So it's something worth considering, and I just wanted to know whether Mark or any of the other listeners have actually tried this or considered trying this.
I don't think they'll let you do it, but I also think that from the legal perspective, as I understand the conspiracy theory, the idea is that the certificate itself is the receipt or whatever for the creation of the corporation that you're talking about. So whether or not it's in capital letters or not, I don't think would matter at that point. As long as you have the birth certificate, right, that allegedly means that they've created a corporation in your name.
Well, that's going to be an interesting thing to find out. And I'm a bit sick and tired of hearing people speculate and never actually bother to try it. It's always like when you guys talk to somebody that knows not how to do something and you ask them, do you have an internet connection? No. So this is our time to put a speculation to the end and perhaps get a few libertarians or like-minded people at least give it a go and see what they say.
I'm with you on that.
Luke, let us know what happens, all right?
I will do.
When's the baby due?
In about 3 months. So I've got a bit of time to plan for this, and I think I've got a few other more important things I'm worrying about, the fonts or the uppercase, lowercase.
Very good. Well, we look forward to hearing from you at that time, Luke. Thanks for your call tonight. 800-259-9231. I don't know if there's anything to it, but it certainly is suspicious, isn't it? I mean, why do they use all uppercase on every single form, on every single document that they send
you? Do they think it's easier to read or somehow easier to manage?
It's never really been answered in any real significant way. There have been some suggestions that it, you know, back in the old days that they only had typeface in all capital letters, and so that's the only thing they could do. But now we know that they don't do, they're not using the old methods to print their documents. Right. So why is it they don't do it now? Is it just tradition? Or is there something to it? Is there something in the legal world to the idea that if you're referring to someone with all capital letters, that you're not actually referring to the individual, that you're referring to some legal fiction that was created to represent them? It's a fascinating little theory. I don't know if it really has any relevance to advancing liberty, but it's certainly something, I don't know, play with it, see what happens. Maybe you can get an answer out of these bureaucrats. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231. The theory continues. I don't know. Have you ever had anybody call about this on your show?
No, never. Only here. And it's a fascinating concept. If there was something to it, it'd be great to try to investigate it more. I think I tend to go along with your line of thinking. If you've got the paperwork and it's done, they got you.
Well,
so
right.
Don't get the paperwork.
Well, yeah, don't get the paperwork.
Unfortunately, you know, I mean, we're in a world where
what's the kid going to do? Dig in the ground with a stick and for a living? How is he going to operate? You know as well as I do that you essentially need those pieces of paper to to get about normally in today's society. I've certainly had people email me and say that they managed to do without these kind of things.
You know what I would do if I were you?
It's got to be an incredible time waster.
Well, I know that someone that you're pretty close to now, Mark, has a child that was born outside of the system.
Nope.
No, he wasn't?
Unfortunately, he was, if we're talking about the same person. And
I don't want to name names.
Me either. He was an overzealous nurse at the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Decided to file for a Social Security number and said, oh, well, we'll rescind it for you if you'd like, as though the government's ever rescinded a Social Security number.
Well, isn't it bizarre?
Never mind.
Isn't it weird how we're all in this world where, you know, it's as if you're in the system or outside the system, as if the system has any legitimacy for, you know, all these people outside of the audience of this program. You know, we sit here and we're talking about this. And, you know, when I was a little kid, if I had heard this sort of discussion, if I was 10 years old, I'd be like, well, that's weird. That makes me kind of nervous. That's kind of strange. Not getting a birth certificate. Well, what the heck do you need a birth certificate for? Really? In a, you know, free world.
Somehow they, you know, George Washington didn't have one.
Yeah.
Just written,
I mean,
just
you need a piece of paper to say you were born. Oh, thanks. I've sort of assumed that. Standing here trying to get a job.
Here I am.
I can do this with the hands that were born, and I don't need my piece of paper. It's just bizarre. You know, the stuff that people accept that they have to have in order to somehow survive. The weird, it's almost ritualistic in a way. It's almost like some weird religion that we have.
Well, essentially you need them, from what I can figure, you essentially need them for income tax and for immigration purposes. That's the reason the government needs these kinds of things. They need to know where you were born so that you can't sneak in. God knows we couldn't have somebody who was born on that side of a line moving in here without properly filling out all the paperwork and doing all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't have people, you know, milling about and untaxed and all that.
And that reminds me, something that we discussed off the air, I just wanted to mention real quick, that piece that I found, in addition to the government breaking in the airports into your data and things like that, there's another story, I don't know if we'll get to it or not, but there's a story about the federal government requiring Europeans, but yeah, we did talk about this, right, just you and I off the air, I think, requiring Europeans from the EU to have to give them data days beforehand if they want to come to the United States, and they're going to have
just get approval in advance.
Yeah,
right?
And you have to get, and they're going to have to, the EU nations are going to have to give up all sorts of electronic information for people just flying over the United States, not even coming to the United States.
The rulemaking never stops. I mean, they never stop throwing new regulations and rules on us.
If they put those rules in place for people coming into the country, that, you know, a couple of days to check on you and all that kind of stuff, it's not too long before they do it to us. Because they have to check on us, too. It could be terrorists inside the nation.
More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy the program and enjoy the website. We give it all away. And if you want to keep in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live, just go get signed up for our updates at updates.freetalklive.com. It will cost you nothing. Just give us your email. We won't sell it. It won't be spammed. You'll just get the latest on the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com.
You can get movies, lingerie, or marital aids at adameve.com. In fact, there's a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. You go to adameve.com/talk. And you can get 50% off of one item, plus with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off, adameve.com/talk.
We continue here with your phone calls. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dennis in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Dennis in New Hampshire, going once. Dennis in New Hampshire, going twice.
Howdy, guys. Howdy,
hey, Dennis. There he is.
Hey.
Hey, you guys were talking about sex offended stuff.
Yeah, the this is a sad story earlier about a young man, or I guess man in his 20s, that ended up kissing a teenage girl, and she ended up accusing him of rape, even though it never happened. And, of course, it's going to be his word against hers, and it's just outrageous that these things can happen with the government's absurd laws, statutory rape, and so forth.
It looks like there's a couple of bills coming down the pike in New Hampshire that'll help with that situation at least a little bit. One is basically sure to pass. Says that if you are just caught urinating or defecating, it's always fun to see those on the official documentation, then it's not a sex crime.
Oh, that's although, good.
Yeah, that's nice.
But because in many places, and I guess right now in New Hampshire until this law passes, if you pee behind a bush and a cop sees it, you get busted. You're going to have a sex offense listed on the rest of, for
right.
your...
And that's not sexual. What they need is a scatological offense website.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, well, that would it would follow you to the day you die, basically, and you'd have to register whenever you move and do all the things that so-called sex offenders have to do, and all you had to do is all you did was relieve yourself.
Dennis, how many excretory crimes are there on the books in New Hampshire?
I'll have to get back to you on that one, Mark.
These things are so silly, what these politicians busy themselves with.
Hey, by the way, did you guys hear the story about this Massachusetts convicted sex crime guy now out of jail, just won $10 million in the Massachusetts lottery? Great. Classy. They don't keep the guy in jail. Now he's out and he's a $10 million winner. Through a state-funded lottery.
That would help sort of the situation with people who are just a few years apart. I think it would widen the gap to 3 years or 4 years or something like that. So if it was contentual on both sides, it's statutory rape, but it's not.
I heard about that, Dennis.
Hold on, wait,
idea.
Tell it to me again, Dennis.
I don't have the details right in front of me. I was too busy looking at urination and defecation. But it's something like, well, it does reject the federal Adam Walsh Act, which kind of tries to standardize all these things among the states and is kind of extremely draconian. Surprise. So, although the New Hampshire bill in some ways is worse. Anyway, that's probably going to die, I think. But it's a nice try. But I really wanted to ask Guard a constitutional question.
Okay.
Put you on the spot.
Okay.
So Guard.
Yo.
I tried to figure out what it means to be able to do a redress of grievances formally to my government. And I'm not sure exactly what I come out with, but what do you come out with?
For redress of grievances?
Yes.
On the federal level, basically nothing. And on the state level, basically nothing. Redress of grievances, as you know, Dan Itz has been really involved with that, with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And what is supposed to happen in the state of New Hampshire is, in most cases, as strange as it seems, the New Hampshire Supreme Court is not supposed to be the appellate body for problems with the state. If individuals have problems with the state, they're not supposed to go to the Supreme Court.
So who are you supposed to go to?
Yeah, the Supreme Court is supposed to be an appellate body for person-on-person conflict. You're supposed to come up with a request for a redress of grievances from the state legislature. And the state legislature is supposed to respond through legislation. That's the impression that I get. It's very archaic, very old, old-style New Hampshire legalese.
So the idea would be what? You'd have to go to your state representative and give him this redress of grievances,
right,
and he's supposed to bring it up.
The bill, and then, yeah, exactly. And
it doesn't necessarily mean legislation. And so this is something
I
find interesting.
That's a good point. Yeah, sorry, Dennis, go ahead.
Can replace the legislative, the judges, basically.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. The expert to turn to on that, I'll have to ask Dan Itz, a state rep here, about that and find out more about it, because it's a fascinating thing, and he's been doing a lot of reading over the past 3 years or so into the New Hampshire Constitution. And when you sit down with him, you got to be prepared for some really long and detailed exposition from him.
Well, okay, but I'm still a little confused and maybe a little lost here. What is supposed to happen if let's say you have a problem with, some asinine law, you write up some sort of submission to your representative, what happens at that point?
Well, I guess it would pertain to whether or not, Dennis, you feel free to chime in, buddy. It would pertain to whether or not you felt like you should get restitution from the state, or the state needed to change a law or something like that. Whatever the criteria, I guess you could ask for that in your redress of grievances. What do you see with that, Dennis?
Well, the way I see it, the legislature could do anything that is within its constitutional power to right the wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
makes
in
sense.
A way, this is laying some foundation that if the judicial had any feeling of threat from the legislature, they would poke their nose in right at the start of something like this. Mm-hmm. But this is something that could pass now as being some weird, archaic pat them on the head thing. And if a bunch of real freedom radicals ever took the House, it could be like a stealth bomb.
Well, something.
Wait. What do you mean by that?
Just that bomb. It would. I could imagine a small committee doing things like removing judges because they, basically declaring a mistrial.
So they can do that? The New Hampshire State Legislature can just remove a judge?
Well, they certainly can. There's something called a bill of address, which the legislature can do. It's like impeachment, essentially. And, in fact, the governor can initiate a bill of address as well.
But don't you need the whole power. I mean, you'd need the whole place voting for that, right? You can't
It's the majority vote for a bill of address. Yeah.
It could be handled the same way that any other bill does. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it goes on the floor and a bunch of them come and go, and it'd be very interesting. You have a committee that suggests this particular judge should go, and what's everyone going to say? No, keep the judge? They might.
Well, you know, the people love judges.
What we need, law and order, Dennis.
Well, if the committee is established to find the bad ones, and they find some bad ones, then they're doing their job. It could work.
Dennis, I was posing a question to someone recently. In fact, it was my mother. I was talking about this because having grown up in New Hampshire and seen it off and on, having come back from my times doing script writing and so on, I've seen how New Hampshire has changed, and I love the positive change of having all the Free Staters here. But one of the things I noticed is New Hampshire is often seen as deserving praise, as seeing it as a laudatory thing, that New Hampshire has such a huge citizen legislature, over 400 members. And I said, that's a great thing if the majority of those members are freedom-loving people. But when you have a legislature that gets together every year and you have 400-plus members and every one of them has a bill that they want to pass and the majority of them are socialists, watch out, because the state is going to change really fast.
Yeah, that's true. Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think one of the reasons, and if you go to freestateproject.org, one of the reasons we're talking about New Hampshire is that's where we live, and there's some interesting things going on here with all these liberty-loving activists like Dennis and us moving in here into the state. Gardner, you're a native pretty much. Mm. But if you go and you take a look at the, you know, I lost where I was going with that. New Hampshire State Legislature. Oh, right, the small districts, the biggest citizen legislature. It's the third largest in the world, as a matter of fact, as I understand it.
Behind the U.S. House and the German something or other.
Really? Is it behind the U.S. House? Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right.
135.
I thought it had to do with the amount of people they're representing. But anyway, the reason they bring that up is because it's easy to get in there because you don't have a huge district that you're working with. So that's one of the reasons why people should consider moving here if they want to get involved in the political process, because there are so many seats in a relatively small state with low population. You're only dealing with maybe a few hundred to a few thousand people per district.
We need more people to get here. It would be so great.
So only the U.S. Congress and British parliaments are larger.
So it's a lot easier for people to get involved, and certainly a lot easier than winning a U.S. congressional seat. So that's the real benefit. More on the way. You can take control even in these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union, and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's right to redress.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. Maybe. 800-259-9231 if you want to give it a try. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And what do we do with the money? Well, we take it and we turn it right back around and reinvest it in the show and get more radio stations on board with Free Talk Live, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board and AMP. You get perks, too, like the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We're trying to get Gardner Goldsmith into the chat room here, but we're having some difficulty.
Yeah, Gardner broke the internet.
You did.
I know. I messed the whole system up. We better call Al Gore. And so, it's just because you know that I need to talk to the ladies. You know
well,
how it is.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's any ladies in our chat room.
There actually are some ladies. I don't know if they're there tonight, but let's see. Are there any ladies in the chat room tonight?
No, who knows?
But they do come in. I've seen them.
I am just so impressed by everything that you guys do at Free Talk Live. It's just the best thing. You know, all the stuff that you offer, the show's free, the merchandise, everything. It's just people should really, really applaud you for the work.
All right, enough back patting. Let's go to the phone calls and talk to Rob in Indianapolis. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Rob. Guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about this Chris guy that called in earlier about killing bureaucrats.
Right.
He proposed
arresting
them.
I know the kid, and you guys are giving him way too much credit. I know he brings up some good food for thought, I guess, but, I mean, this kid, I mean, he's the most unimposing guy around. But the bad thing is...
Well, you got to remember what the great equalizer is out there. A seven-year-old can pull a gun and kill Mike Tyson. You don't need to be Dirty Harry out there to kill somebody.
Yeah, but you have to have... You have to have the cojones to actually pull the trigger.
Oh, my God. I was in prison for 9 years with a lot of people with not a lot of cojones. So criminals don't have cojones. They are
could be stupid.
Cowards, idiots. No, being able to pull a trigger doesn't indicate any kind of, intestinal fortitude.
I don't know if I necessarily believed that Chris himself was going to go out and do the things.
And he didn't say that. He had said that, a militia posse to arrest judges, which amounted to kidnapping.
Yeah, but he never puts any thought at all into any of his thinking. And the bad thing is we hang out in the same circles and everything.
Now, how do you know this guy?
How do I know him?
Yeah.
He's just a friend. Okay. Actually, he and I and my cousin are trying to start a podcast, and he starts going into this stuff, and it just makes us look silly. So we haven't been able to actually post any of them yet. But he brings up good food for thought. I mean,
it's good because there are people that think that way, and I understand it. I empathize with their thinking and their viewpoint.
The fact that you're on a show with somebody doesn't mean you advocate their line of thinking. Look at me and Ian.
Well, right, especially if you're vehemently defending your position, and if you're vehemently going after him, then that could be a good conversation. And
right.
It is good food for thought. You're right in that, not that it's a good idea, but it's something that we can just beat down verbally and mentally, and just prove that his idea is just terrible and will not accomplish its desired ends beyond just stirring up violence.
Well, the thing is, though, is we try to influence people into seeing the libertarian light, as it were. And when he starts talking that stuff, it just kind of poo-poos everything because it just
get rid of him.
Hold on, you can. I wouldn't necessarily say that. He would bring in an element that may very well think just like he does, and who better to spread that word to?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, as far as taking on the government or anything, I mean, he has a 410 shotgun and a boomerang, so I doubt that he would get very far, even if he were to do anything.
The boomerang squad.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. And good luck with your show. 800-259-9231. It is good to have that come up occasionally to really point out that the people we associate with, the people we want to spend time with, are not people like Chris who are advocating violence against the system. We want to come up with more creative ways to defeat the government. We want to come up with ways that don't involve lowering ourselves to their level. And it's important to bring these things up from time to time, and glad he did it, because it gives us that opportunity to really knock it out of the park and show why this is a nonviolent movement. This is a movement that will change. Because nothing good has ever really come from changing things through violence. It has just ended up setting up another system of power, power mongers ruling over others, typically in the past. And so we want to do things differently this time, and that is avoid violence and change people's minds, change people's hearts, one person at a time, if necessary.
Yeah, yeah, it's so great that you stress that,
Ideas are more powerful than the sword.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live.
Right, and I suck at everything that you guys just talked about. That's how come I dropped out of the congressional race out here. I think I set the world record, or at least the Libertarian Party record, for the shortest congressional race ever in the party's history. Mm-hmm. I entered the race November 4th, dropped out officially, in quotes, night before last.
What happened?
I met too many people, and to be diplomatic, if I wanted to be diplomatic about it, I would say, I'm not the kind of person that can, spread the message in a positive way. And if I wanted to be honest about it, I think I would say that probably 2/3 of the people I met, I would have to consider complete idiots. And that's really what it came down to.
You were having trouble being a candidate because you found yourself just despising your constituents too much?
Exactly. Yeah, I made a very poor candidate because I would talk to people, and literally about two of three that I would talk to, I would just want to cuss out. And obviously, you're not going to be a good candidate.
Yeah, because it's difficult
that way.
If you talk to someone in that, with that feeling in your heart where you just, oh, God, you're an idiot. You're not going to get anywhere with them. They're not going to vote for you. And, why are you running? And which is
exactly.
It's good advice when dealing with people in lots of situations. If you're dealing with government bureaucrats and you're trying to make a point to them about liberty or something like that, if you're talking to them like they're, the crap on the bottom of your shoe, yeah, you're not going to get anywhere with those bureaucrats.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And it does become frustrating because you get so exhausted after meeting one after another who
you feel like you can't change it.
Oh, they hold on to these old shibboleths and they don't understand. They have these ideas about this the totemic wonderfulness of government, and it's very difficult. But every once in a while, man, you run into somebody who gets it, and you say, all right,
this is worth it.
You know,
yeah.
That just about makes it worth it, but the thing is I don't have the right personality, and I'm aware of that now. I wasn't aware of it before, but I am now.
Yeah. I think to some extent it's practice.
Yeah, this probably is practice, but also, you know, you have to love people and understand that people are going to disagree, and you're going to vehemently disagree with a number of them, and just, you know, it's probably like the sales process, where every no is one no closer to a yes, and the no's, when you're doing sales and you're trying to sell whatever the product or service is, when you get those no's, it can be devastating. It can be very hard to handle and deal with. But when you finally get that yes, it's just the most exhilarating thing.
But then again, for some people, it's just not their sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's saying. And that's what he's decided. And so, absolutely.
It's better for your psyche. Yeah.
Maybe you should do other sorts of activism, behind-the-scenes work. Maybe work for a candidate that you agree with, or better yet, move up to New Hampshire.
I was kind of thinking about that. In fact, that's what I was going to say. In fact, me and the wife signed up for the Free State Project. I got a transfer to Argentina. I'll be working down there, 28 days working there, 28 days home, you know, 4 weeks home, 4 weeks in Argentina, working for an oil drilling company. It's my company. It's a company I currently work for.
Wow.
But they're just extending operations into Argentina.
Well, congratulations on your decision. I know there are a number of liberty-oriented candidates up here that I'm sure would appreciate your help on their campaign when you get here. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue quickly to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince.
Yes, I wanted to tell you, gentlemen, it looks like the tax protest that put a new mayor in for Indianapolis and the way to reduce property taxes,
mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to fall by the wayside.
Why?
Because they have umpteen mayors, police chiefs, all we're going to have to cut our services, and trash pickup, and police runs. Well, they've been on that now, police runs for a number of years.
So wait, you're saying that the government bureaucrats in Indianapolis are convincing people that the tax increase is a good idea, because if they don't, then they'll lose their police protection.
Yeah.
That's always what they go to. That's always what they go to. Whenever you talk about cutting the government's budget, the first thing they say is, well, we can't do that. People won't have police and fire protection anymore. Oh, is that the only thing that your government budget is going to?
You know, it's ludicrous, and they always use that.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight, as always. It has been Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Really, you just have to get in a place where most people are in agreement with you that things need to be going in a different direction. And unfortunately, most of the rest of the country just isn't that place. We're building it here in New Hampshire. It's not quite that place quite yet. But we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your